Greetings, HPPR radio readers. I'm Megan Zampieri, the book discussion leader for The Food of a Younger Land, the first book in our 2017 fall read, Food and Story. Actually, the full title of the book is The Food of a Younger Land, A Portrait of American Food, Before the National Highway System, Before Chain Restaurants, and Before Frozen Food, when the nation's food was seasonal, regional, and traditional, from the lost WPA files. As I read the book, I couldn't help thinking about the ways in which we talk about food. You see, I think that arguing about food is an American pastime. I suppose it could be said that arguing is an American pastime, and since so much of our existence is centered around food, this is a natural progression. My grandma makes the best strawberry shortcake. My chicken wings are better than you'll have at any pub. Well, you haven't had my pot roast. Food of a Younger Land was edited by Mark Kurlansky and published in 2009. It began as America Eats, one of the federal writers' projects in the New Deal. The book is organized first by region, then by state. Each essay is introduced by Kurlansky with some brief author info, maybe some historical context. Sometimes these are the most interesting bits. Kurlansky appropriately lumps all the clam stories together, and the authors don't disappoint. The argument of whether clam chowder has a tomato or milk base, I learned, starts with the very idea of whether or not one should eat tomatoes at all. Most people thought they were poisonous. But let me tell you, eat tomatoes. But only in the summer, and only from someone's garden. Buy them from a roadside stand or the farmer's market. Cherry and grape tomatoes are occasionally fine from the grocery store, and a can of crushed is fine for sauce, of course. But slicing tomatoes aren't just better from the vine from July through August. Their very edibility otherwise is questionable. My grandpa grew tomatoes. One year, after Grandma had grown tired of staying home for the tomatoes and the tomato customers, exhausted from hosting Grandpa's sister from 4 o'clock each morning for watering and weeding, she implored him to lay off, to plant a smaller crop. He purchased 1,500 plants that year, sold most of them, planted 600. Cherries and heirlooms, big beefs, yellows and purples, so many kinds I can't remember them all. Every summer, the big, beautiful maters would be sliced and salted on the table, and dozens a day would be sold to people who understood flavor, and dozens more would be blanched, peeled, and frozen for later. Year after year, this argument continued, and sometime after his 90th birthday, Grandpa planted once more, then grew ill and died. His sister kept on top of the weeds and watering, and the rest of the family took home all the fruits of her labor. Grandma could never have eaten so many. She was allergic. Click Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org to find out more about and join the book club. I'm Megan Zampieri from Norton, Kansas, for the Radio Readers Book Club.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.